business goals. Tick. A vision board. Tick. You're all set, but have you made yourself accountable? When the going gets tough, it can be hard to stick to your goals. So what are you going to do now to help get the sticking power you need to see them through? Having a supportive group in your corner is essential in business. That's why I've started the Creative Slurp Accountability Club to help small business owners like you keep on track with your goals. We check in once a month to make sure we're all on track and bounce ideas around so you never feel alone again in your small business. And I take you through a monthly review and goal setting session to give you a framework to work from. It could be the support you need to take you to the next level. At the moment, it's just £15 a month to join, and you can sign up by going to my website, thevictoriabrown.com. That's thevictoriabrown.com, and click on Join Accountability Club. See you there. Welcome to Creative Slurp, the podcast that gives you the real talk on creating a successful creative business. With me, Victoria Brown, a creative business advisor, former jeweler and craft fanatic. Now, you're in the right place if you want to find inspiration and the best tips and strategies for your handmade business without the overwhelm. We're all about making business exciting and fun. Now, buckle up and let's get started. Do you ever feel like you're going round in circles? You're not learning from your mistakes? And you just have this feeling of deja vu that you've been there before and you don't know how to move on. Maybe you're wasting way too much time getting stuck in a situation and not learning from it. How can you get out of that rut? Reflective learning can be a game changer if you've never done it before, and it's something I've been doing for a little while, but I only really started formalizing the process when I started doing my coaching course and I started a formal reflective learning journal, which has changed the game. And I wanted to share it with you because it's something that I'm introducing into Accountability Club, where we're reflecting on our last month's actions and goals. And I wanted to mention it on here because I know what a difference it can make to your everyday life. And I'm not just talking about your business, but it's super powerful for your business, but also for your personal life as well. Have you ever practiced reflective learning? Have you ever written a reflective journal? And you might be listening to this, like I would be, to be fair, a few months ago, and think, what is reflective learning? I don't even know what it is. Tell me what it is. So here goes. I'm going to explain everything. Basically, reflective learning is very, very simple. It just means that you're taking the time in some way to think about what you've learned and take that learning to change something in some way, or not change something in some way, maybe if something's gone okay. But the point is that you are taking that reflective time to really think about it. And this is a really well-established learning theory. There was a researcher called Kolb, and he basically said that unless you are doing the reflection after you've learned something, then you are not really learning it. So let's take it down to really simple terms. If there's something on the floor that I keep walking up to and I keep tripping over it, I'm going to keep doing that until I realize, I take a step back, take a moment and think, oh, there's something on the floor. I better not trip over it. I better move it, or I better stand to one side. Until I have that thought process go through my head, I'm going to keep on tripping over and over and over again, and I'm not going to learn not to do it or to move the item out of the way. Now, that's a reflective thought process, but admittedly, that happens so quickly, we're probably not even aware of that process. But in our business, that might manifest as something that is a much longer process than the process of tripping over something. It might be something longer, which is why we then need to take the time to step away and really think about what we've learned. So this is something I've been doing in my coaching practice, as I mentioned, and it's a really, really important part of me developing as a coach and learning from it. But you can apply this to any kind of activity that you like. You can apply it to your life in general. You can apply it to a specific activity. You can apply it to your business. You can apply the reflective learning process to anything you like. If you want to get better at listening to people, for example, you could just have a practice, a reflective practice around that. It's so flexible, this tool, and it's so powerful. And if you are not reflecting on the things you've learned every day, if you are not taking time out to really sit and think about them, then that's probably why you feel like you are going around in circles. You feel like you are banging your head against a brick wall because the same things need happening again and again and again. So hopefully you can understand why having a reflective practice and reflecting on what you've learned, however big or however small, is super important. And it's important that you take time away from your everyday tasks to do this, because you really need to focus and think solely about the reflective part. Now, that doesn't have to be, you know, hours and hours reflecting, sitting there or meditating for hours on end. It doesn't need to be as time consuming as that. You can make it fit into your life any way you like and any way that works for you. Now, here are a few ways that I use reflective learning in my everyday life. And hopefully by hearing about the ways I implement reflective learning into my life, you might be able to either use my ideas, try them out, see what works for you, reflect on it and see, or you can just kind of tweak it a bit and change it and find a way that works for you once you get the hang of it. So the first and the most obvious way to reflect on your practice, on your business, on your personal life, whatever you want to reflect on, is to simply write a journal. Now, if you're anything like me, I've heard people talking about journaling for yonks, but never really known how to start. What do I actually physically do? How do I start this reflective journal? When do I write it? So if that's you, I'm going to go through my process and hopefully that might just give you a bit of an idea. What I do, for example, in my coaching practice, I'll go back to that, is every time I have a learning activity, I write a journal page. I have a blank journal page with prompts on a Google Doc. I have a master journal page on a Google Doc in my Google Drive. So that could be a Word document, wherever you keep, kind of keep your documents. It could be a piece of paper. There have been studies that show that, you know, when you're writing on paper, you're much more connected to your brain. So maybe you want to just write it on paper, however you like to do it. But I would always just have a master sheet ready, either photocopies of a sheet if you do it on paper, or a blank kind of document in Google Drive with a reflective journal page with prompts. And then you can pull that out every time you have a learning activity, or you have, in my case for coaching, it's if I have a session with somebody, I want to reflect on how I've performed during that session. Or it might be just a learning event. So it might be that I've done some reading and I'm reflecting about what I've learned, or it might be that I've done an assignment and I want to reflect on what I've learned. So that is one way to do it. You could also do your journal on a regular basis instead. If you don't want to do it ad hoc after a learning event, you could decide, okay, I'm going to sit down every week and kind of get that regular rhythm, which will probably help you get into a habit and stick to it. So that's another powerful way of writing a journal. And when you're writing your journal, just really be free. You want to be writing in a free way. You want to just let your thoughts come out and flow. You don't want to be self-editing what you've written, really. You just want to get your thoughts down on paper or screen, wherever you're putting them. And what I like to do is to vary the way I write my journal. So sometimes I just write and it all flows out. And you know those days when it's just like, oh, it's all at the front of your mind and it flows and it flows and it flows. But sometimes I like just to have a little bit of a prompt to get me thinking, because I might be like, I don't really know what I learned. You know, let me just kind of delve into my mind and find out. In which case, you might want some prompts. Some good reflective journal prompt could be, what did I learn from today? Did it add or reinforce what I already know? What did I gain from this activity? And what did I not gain from it? What can I do without? How might this information help me in future? And what might I do differently in the future now I've managed to reflect on it? So those are really great if you're having one of those days, and especially if you haven't done this, you know, you're not writing your journal in response to a, you know, a learning activity. If you're doing it on a regular weekly basis, you might have to kind of have a little bit of a think about what you've learned because you're not responding to a specific activity. Have a think about those reflective journal prompts and give it a go, and, you know, try and see if you can reflect on things you've done. Maybe you want to reflect at the end of a busy week. That's a really great time to reflect when it's still fresh in your mind, because we all know when we go away for the weekend that we'll forget everything. So you could do it then. You could do it at the end of the day, just for like 2 minutes, to get yourself in the habit of doing it. You could do it every day to start with and then kind of have it weekly from there on. Or you could do it after you know you've done something that you're learning. So if you go to a class every week, you might want to reflect on that. It really is up to you. And that's the great thing about this, because you can mold it around you. The important thing is that you are reflecting on what you've learned, because just the act of reflection will help you to do things differently in the future. Once you truly, truly know and you've seen it on paper, what you've reflected on, it's very hard not to do things differently because you can see it there. So it's really, really powerful practice, but simple and cheap. There are no barriers. And that's why I wanted to share it on this podcast, because anybody can do this. Anybody can start a reflective practice. Anybody can start a reflective journal. You don't need a fancy journal. In fact, you're probably better not to, because that's just going to intimidate you and you're not going to want to write on the beautiful pages. So make sure you take the time to rethink about what you've learned. But writing a journal isn't the only way of reflecting on what you've learned. There are so many ways, because the powerful part is actually the act of reflection. As you'll know, if you're listening to this podcast, I started a podcast called Creative Slurp. I did that a year ago, and I was reflecting on the podcast I started. What I didn't realise when I started it is that doing my podcast and recording these episodes for you is a really powerful way for me personally to reflect. Recording my podcast is a method of me reflecting, as much as, you know, as it helps you and I want to serve you. And that's why I do it. That's my driver. The amazing byproduct of creating this podcast is that I'm reflecting. So when I write, when I talk about reflective learning or talk about ways to improve your social media or to write more effectively or to communicate with your customers, in doing that and talking on the podcast, I am reflecting myself on what works, what doesn't work, what's helped me. And that is so, so powerful. I'm not going to say everyone go out and start a podcast, because that wouldn't be right for everybody. But it's interesting how different activities can have a reflective element to them, but we don't realise. Like creating this podcast, the biggest benefit I've had have been that reflective element and how it's really helped me get clarity on some of my thoughts and on my offerings and how I can help people. The podcast really helps me reflect on that. So, you know, even if you don't want to start a podcast, if you're not a big writer, how about just speaking into your voice memo app? Just getting a phone. And, you know, if you're not big on writing, this is a great one, because I find that actually talking is much more free flowing and it doesn't make your arms ache. So, you know, just talking to a voice memo app, and you will be surprised probably what comes out of that, because when you start getting in full flow and your mind, just allow your mind to wander and reflect, you will probably have some very interesting insights come out, and it will certainly give you clarity. I can almost guarantee that, having done my podcast, I've seen it firsthand. So that's two ways that I reflect. Another way of reflecting is coaching sessions, talking to someone else. If you feel a bit of a ninny talking to your voice app on your phone, which, you know, I understand. Most people do. I got used to it when I worked in radio. So, you know, if you feel a bit weird talking to yourself and maybe you just want somebody else to give you that accountability and to kind of really probe, actually, because coaching can be great because the coach has that ability to really delve with you and lead you on that journey in a way that maybe you can't do yourself. So coaching session is another way of really reflecting. And the coach, a good coach, will take you by the hand and take you through that journey of self-discovery and reflection. They won't give you the answers. What they'll do is help you discover them through getting you to reflect on those actions or those things that have happened, those events. So coaching, again, is a really powerful way to reflect. But ultimately, however you do take the time to reflect, I would really urge you to take a look at your working week, take a look at your working month, take a look at your working day. How can you fit reflection into that? How can you fit reflection into your everyday life so that it is more intentional? Because if you don't make space for it, it won't happen. We know that. It won't happen. But there is something magical about reflection that can help transform your life. You have all the answers inside of you for everything that you need to do. But sometimes we lose confidence in ourselves. We don't realise the answers might be buried deep. We might need to do a little bit of soul searching. We might need to just question ourselves a little bit. And that's where reflection comes in. Reflection can help you find those answers. It can help you look at things from an objective point of view. It can help you take the emotion out of a situation and you can see things more clearly. As Kolb said, as I mentioned earlier, he said it was the only way of truly learning. If you don't reflect and you just take the action and then you learn something, but you're not reflecting on that learning, you are not truly learning or not truly getting the benefit of having done that activity. You know, no matter what the activity, whether it's a failure because we learn so much from failure, or whether it's a success, you know, we only learn when we take the time, we stop and we think, okay, what did I learn? No matter how little, no matter how small that learning may be, it's the little things that add up that lead to the big goals. You know, we're not going to get there overnight. Wherever you want to get to, whatever you want to achieve, whatever you want to do, however you want your life to look, that is not going to change overnight in one fell swoop. And if it did, to be honest, you feel very uncomfortable about it. It's the little incremental changes that make the difference, and reflective learning can help you on that journey. I really hope that you can find a way to embed some kind of reflective learning in your journey. If you feel you need some help with that reflective practice and getting started, then it is a part of what we do in the Accountability Club. We meet once a month and there we go through our goals. We look back on the previous month. We reflect on what's worked. We reflect on what hasn't worked. And then we make our plans accordingly for the coming month. And it's such a powerful way to do it. And having those sessions, I find, really makes people block the time off in their diary. It makes them give themselves the gift of time to be able to do this without any distractions, which is such an important part of that reflection. If you want to join the Accountability Club and that sounds like it's going to help you, then you can just go to my website and click on Join Accountability Club, and we would love to help you and have you join us. That's all for this week. Have an amazing week, and I will see you next week for another episode of Creative Slurp. Thank you so much for listening to Creative Slurp. I hope it's inspired you to try something new in your business. If you loved it, please take the time to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you soon, and go and chase your biggest creative business dreams. You can do it.